art, you know. So,
okay. It's confusion.
Yeah, it's like I used to refer to that as the city park, but I guess people would just say the park on 3rd Street because it's right off 3rd Street.
Any kind of landmarks, like, you know, statues?
No, there's posters. Okay, there's just a sign that says this is the side of the fort, and it gives a little history about it. But in another, well, in another section of town, now there is a monument in another place in town, and it's where they had an actual battle, I think, and it tells who fought in it, and some of the Indians.
Any kind of, like, pun name for that?
No, it's just an open field on right off Hendry.
Yeah.
It's a street.
Okay,
no one really refers to it. No one ever goes there. I mean, you pass it all the time going home and you're...
Do you have any kind of like we used to have hangouts that, you
know,
that we call the Rock, where we have this one place where supposedly this battle went on, and we call it, you know, we're going up to the Rock or...
Yeah, okay, there's a place called, it used to be called the Mud Flats, and it was outside of town where they had where they had mined some land or something. And I don't know if it was because of the thing, it was just an old flat place. They used to go there and party. I never got into that too much. Most people, you go downtown, hang out at the filling station.
Yeah.
The gas station there.
Okay.
And there's the Shop and Go, which is like a Minute Market or something like that, one of these small convenience stores. And everyone hangs out there now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
landmarks? Okay, let's see.
Oh, there used to be a landmark for me that was well known. It was called the Skeleton Hotel.
Yeah?
Yeah, and what it was, it started construction and then during I guess in the early 20s, and then when it crashed the stock market, they never finished it. I believe that's what happened. Or it was either because of the war started. I think it was the crash of the stock market. So they had the skeletal structure. They used to have a big farmer's market underneath it. And a lot of people would come to that. And on the structure during World War II, people would go there and sit and watch for planes flying. You know, they used to have observation points. And so they would go out, like, my father was telling me, taking sandwiches and stuff up to my grandmother, she'd be sitting there watching with the binoculars and stuff.
Old Hawkeye.
Yeah, the old ladies go out there and sit around and watch.
That's pretty funny. Well, speaking of planes, okay, we went out, if you were, what do you call the area? Airport?
Yeah, we have it. I don't really know what you call it. We have an airport, I guess Fort Meade Airport, if you call it. There's no name for it because it's just sort of a field. Planes land there.
Do you have an airfield?
I just sat at the airport. You know,
okay.
The airport.
Okay. All right. If you were driving in from out of state, what road would you come in on?
You would probably come on 17. If you came from the north side, you would come from 17. If you came from Tampa, then you'd still come from 17. Okay, there's a road that leaves outside of Fort Meade on the west side, and I'm not really sure what it is. But you wouldn't come in from that way, I'm pretty sure, coming from out of state, because that's a shortcut to Tampa.
Is it just called 17?
17 is the main artery because it's the north. I was thinking you would come in on 60, but that comes into Barstow, and you have to go on 17. You could come in from 92.
Is it, are these just number? I mean,
Highway, okay, US 17. US 98 or 92 it is at that point. That's about the only two roads.
Interstate, is it referred to?
It may have been, but I don't know. It's US 17, it runs all the way up to South Carolina. That's why
okay.
I see it called all the way up.
Alright, well, what about the places where you stop, you know, like what do you call it, off the highway?
Like rest stops, you mean?
Yeah.
In town
or anything like that? No, these are outside town, from the highway.
Okay,
I
call these Jesus stop rest stops.
Yeah, okay. Alright. Where would you stop along the interstate? No, wait a minute. That's it. Okay, what would cause you to stop along the interstate?
School or something?
No, I mean, in terms of why would you stop off? I mean, is it... Okay, calm rest stops, but are there any... I'm looking for a couple words here.
Okay, I'm going to the bathroom.
No, yeah, okay,
I'll stop
yeah.
And I take a walk.
All right, okay.
I stretch my legs a little bit, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, what about service stations? Anything like that?
If I wouldn't stop at a service station.